This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.
Studio Lounge interviews sponsored by CUNA Mutual Group, Pulsate, PSCU, Pure IT Credit Union Services, and Janusy.
Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of CUNA Lending Council Conference here in San Diego, California. And in the studio lounge, we have Mr. Kevin Polinsky from CUNA Mutual Group. These guys right here. This guy.
That's right.
How are you, Kevin?
Good
to see you.
Good. Yeah, very good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Better now that you're here.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Talk about some highlights from your session that you just got out of.
Hot off the trail.
Well done. Hey, but before we get to that,
yeah.
How has the conference been going for you? I mean, what's the buzz in the hallway? What are people talking about?
Yeah, I think conference has been great. You know, from my perspective, one of the benefits, the by far the biggest benefit is collaboration, networking. You know, I'm getting to meet with new people. I candidly am really new to the credit union system.
Okay.
I've been in financial technology my entire career.
Yeah.
But came from an organization that got acquired by CUNA Mutual Group mm-hmm. about 3-4 years ago.
Okay.
So for me, it's just there. No other opportunity kind of presents itself to have so many great engaging conversations and really just, you know, ask people about themselves, what are mm-hmm. their challenges mm-hmm. that they're facing. Certainly CUNA Mutual Group has a lot of relationships with a lot of different credit unions.
Oh, yeah.
But for me personally, the value is I get to hear people in their own words kind of articulate, you know, what are they doing? What are they focused on? What are their pain points? So that's tremendously helpful.
Yeah, right on. And so let's talk about your session here real quick.
Yeah.
Hang on a second here. It's a tongue twister. Four formidable forces shaping digital landscape for credit unions. All right.
Yeah.
Let's get an overview and maybe talk about a couple of these forces.
Yeah, so really kind of designed the session as a way to frame conversations with credit unions on really, you know, what's the ecosystem? What's happening? Really designed it in a way where it's not a pitch for a product. It's not a, you should buy this. It's really, how are you thinking of the digital landscape? You know, so that's kind of the way that I structure the conversation. You know, the first is around buying and borrowing are converging. And I use that as a means to speak to, you know, credit union members, our consumers. Those consumers are out in the digital ecosystem buying a lot of stuff.
Every day.
And when they're doing that, guess what? They're being presented constantly with digital retailers who are pushing financial products to them. Whether Get Your Loan Here is an embedded finance. Mm-hmm. I just saw the other day that Apple has high-yield savings accounts mm-hmm. that they're offering.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they're being, you know, impressed upon by all those folks.
Yeah.
And not just that, the experiences that they have with some of those digital providers, they then shift to their credit union, and guess what? They want to get that same ease and convenience and simplicity that they're getting over here. So it really is a way to kind of frame up that type of a conversation.
Mm-hmm. It's expectations, right?
Oh, for sure.
Because they see
Absolutely.
It, they go over to this one place, and they go, oh, wow, they're offering something similar.
Yeah.
And oh my gosh, by the way, that experience is second to none.
Super easy.
Let's
super
go back
convenient.
To my credit union.
Yeah.
They better have the same experience there.
Yeah.
Right? So
absolutely.
That's kind of what we're
totally.
Maybe, you know, the consumer's gotten spoiled, I keep saying.
Yeah.
Based on what's happening out there in the retail world. So
absolutely.
Credit unions have that bar to look up to or even exceed.
And not just from an experience of what is the, you know, user interface look like or what's the, you know, what is the experience on a mobile phone. Also, just from a speed and velocity
mm-hmm.
perspective,
mm-hmm.
you know, the desire for most folks is, you know, we've become impatient with our mobile phones and we want everything to work now. And also kind of recognizing and empowering with credit unions to realize that, you know, those folks are looking for end-to-end, they're looking for speed, they're looking for all those other facets that they're getting in other parts of their lives to also be at their credit unions.
Mm-hmm.
And the day of, you know, wait till tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. when we open back up, those days are fading.
Completely.
And people are finding that if I can't get it at my credit union, I'm going to switch to a place I can get it now.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, that may be higher rates, that may be things that aren't advantageous,
mm-hmm.
but that drive for immediacy
mm-hmm.
is really the overarching factor of can I do it and can I get it done now?
Yeah, it's like the Chime thing where they said, yeah, you can get your paycheck 2 days ahead of time.
Yeah.
Okay, great, but credit unions have always been able to do that. They just didn't market
And you know, that's such an intriguing component, and we kind of talk about that, is how do you sometimes I think we take for granted the most simple things as a value proposition to a member, and we rely on members kind of through osmosis, or maybe we think they know, but you're 100% right. Something as easy as getting paid 2 days early that credit unions have been doing constantly.
Right.
Chime builds a marketing campaign around it.
And build now a company around it,
A company around it. Now I think they've got over a million consumers.
Yeah. So yeah, crazy what's going on.
Yeah.
How about a couple of takeaways that you want your audience in your session to take back to their office on Monday morning, so to speak?
Yeah, that's hugely important. We kind of break it into a few components that we speak to. You know, we recognize that, thinking about the landscape from the way that your consumer, the way that your members interacting is a key piece. We also recognize that in this day and age, project fatigue is a huge challenge for credit unions. I meet with credit unions all the time. And it's like, it's kind of like, we love everything that you're saying, but guess what? I've got 25 projects and enough people to do three.
Yeah.
So a lot of the work becomes delivering end-to-end capabilities that don't require all those integrations, that don't require that project work, that you can lift in and deliver. So it's a different model and a different perspective. That would be probably piece number two. And then piece number three is really, as you're thinking about delivering capabilities end-to-end, it is not just the consumer front-end point-of-sale perspective. It's things like contracting and how do you make contracting easy. Like, who wants to take a phone and pinch and zoom on a PDF?
Not really.
And no one's going to do it to buy a car or something like that.
That's so why we all just press agree.
Agree,
next.
Yeah. But you know what? We've done a lot of work within CUNA Mutual Group transforming our traditional PDF contracts into HTML that's easy to use on a phone that you can look, but it's taken a lot of work. So,
those but it's worth it, though. That
absolutely, because it makes it usable and it makes it practical for someone on their mobile device.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, so many things changing so fast, and the lending market, oh my gosh, and all the things that surround it is just changing so fast. So, and you guys are well aware of that, obviously. So, I want to get back to this conference, though, but what's your experience? Speaking of experience, what's your experience been this time around? Anything stand out for you? Any sessions that you were able to attend?
You know, the one thing that stands out in my mind, I wouldn't necessarily point to a specific session, but I would say just the amount of collaboration that occurs. When I think to, you don't need to feel like you're kind of alone in this environment because there's somebody else that's done it, who's used that fintech, who's partnered with that partner, who's gone down that path. And, I always kind of take away that sense of the collaboration is by far one of the strongest suits within the credit union space. And, use it. If you're afraid to ask, you've got to just say, hey, has someone tried this? Has someone gone down that path? Because it's important.
Yeah, you just look right off camera here. There's a whole bunch of folks, folks I recognize.
Yeah.
And they're all hanging out, collaborating.
That's exactly
right.
That's
it's a pretty cool sight to see.
It's powerful because then it makes it feel like I don't have to go down this unknown path.
Yeah.
I can.
You got somebody to go with you.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Beautiful. Hey, before I let you go,
sure.
You guys launched a FinTech Solutions division earlier this year.
We did.
Can you tell me a little bit about that?
And yeah, absolutely.
What it's like to kind of enhance the lending experience
experience? Definitely. So as I mentioned, my background, all really in financial technology, kind of came into an insurance organization and it was like, what is this? Where am I working now?
Yeah.
What we've actually done is brought together under one division, FinTech Solutions, assets that we've built ourselves in-house, assets that we have acquired, which is how I came into the organization, as well as assets that we are partnering from a distribution standpoint. There's a lot of fintech partners that we have in there that we've actually recognized that the value proposition for that capability aligns so strongly with our credit union clients that we're collaborating on how do we take that to market. So really the built, bought, and partnered are now all wrapped together within FinTech Solutions.
Okay.
As a division within CUNA Mutual Group.
So Curators can use this kind of as a resource to go check out fintechs out there that they may want to partner with? Is that kind of the goal here?
It's part of it. So part of it is those partners that we're actually engaging directly with credit unions on a distribution. We also have our ventures team as well, and they're doing a lot of work from an overall landscape within fintech, understanding are there providers out there that we should invest in. And then we've also done a really great job of kind of building out a collaborative network within our venture space too.
Yeah.
Over 1,500 credit union clients, and they can engage and talk to each other and get to know them more. So we've kind of got both sides of the house.
Okay. Yeah. Do you personally work closely with the ventures group?
Yeah.
Because I mean, that would be
absolutely.
That sounds like it's in your wheelhouse for sure.
It does. So when you think of their portfolios of probably 30 different fintechs that we've invested in, and of those we've taken probably 5 or 6 that we're now engaged from a distribution standpoint. So much of the time they come through the distribution, you know, organization first, or the venture organization first, and then into distribution.
And one of which is in their clutch.
With
they
clutch,
are right in there.
Absolutely,
yeah, they
won an award here. They've done a great job.
Even better. Yeah,
we do. Yeah,
big
they're one
of
our distribution partners.
Big fan of those guys. Hey, I lied. There's one more question for you.
Sure.
So there's this credit union system as a service concept that you talked about as well. So tell me a little bit more about that, what that means, and I'll let you get going.
Yeah, sure. We're, you know, kind of in the formative stage, but I think recognizing that, you know, from our vantage point, we have a lot of connectivity into various credit unions, but we also see that, you know, if you look at the numbers have not been in favor of credit unions overall as a system, right? The numbers continue to go down. So how do we kind of leverage and harness our different technology capabilities to kind of harness the power of the credit union system and build connectivity between large groups of credit unions and different retailers, for example? So building that connectivity out, so rather than one retailer would have to integrate into 4,200 credit unions, how do you do it where a retailer could integrate into a core set of capabilities that then connects into the various credit unions?
So in a nutshell,
that's kind of the way that we're thinking through it.
Yeah. And so that's brand new, or is it something fairly new?
Yeah, I would say it's new, and it's part of kind of our thought process for not just how do we engage with an individual credit union, but how do we continue the overall system and build out and ensure that credit unions, you know, overall continue to thrive.
Well, hence the credit union system as a service moniker. Yeah.
Yep, so, absolutely.
Okay, got it. All right, sir. I'm going to let you get going because I know you have a busy schedule or you're kind of finishing things out here. So, Kevin, thank you so much for hanging out today.
Absolutely.
Any final thoughts, sir?
No, this was great. I really appreciate the interview and all that you're doing for the credit union system.
We aim to please, sir.
Good.
Well, thank you for spending time, too. I mean, I learn something every day and learn something new here as well. So, good stuff.
Awesome.
Studio Lounge interview sponsored by CUNA Mutual Group, Pulsate, PSCU.
This episode
Peer
brought
IT
to you by Origins,
Services and
Origination
Genusy.
Technology for today's credit unions.